Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Buford steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Walt Williams now playing left field. Ken Berry now playing center field. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nosek. King reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. King scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney strikes out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. One out. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. King takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. King moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nash takes first base on ball 4. Roof moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen strikes out. 1 out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nasek hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Steele now playing second base. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 3 in the game. Donaldson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Peters catches it and throws to first to double up Campaneris. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Danny Cater. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Berry steals second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. King strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing right field. Jimmy Stewart now playing left field. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday pinch hits for Dick Green. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Monday reaches second base with a double. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Joe Nasek. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.